Have you ever experienced something that just shattered your life? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I think it's important to inform you that today's devotional reading discusses sexual abuse, and it's a very difficult conversation, but it's a very difficult and real situation that needs to be talked about. So please press in for today's devotional titled The Comfort of Jesus by Mary Schilling. As an 11-year-old, I was shy and awkward. My father moved out that year. Everything felt embarrassing. One day, my father came to school unannounced. He took me on a weekend trip and molested me. Then he told me it was my fault. I felt damaged, dirty, destroyed. I was brokenhearted and crushed. Has something horribly unfair or evil happened to you? It seems like life should be fair. When it isn't, we can feel devastated. The sorrow can be crushing when another person harms part of our life. Jesus came to earth for our good, yet he was crucified by the very people he came to save. Jesus understands unfairness. He was bullied and tortured. He wept and bled for us so we could have friendship with God. When he rose from the dead, he promised that he would bring an end to sin, death, and suffering permanently on the day he returns. And until that day, he is able to comfort us through our troubles. The Lord is the only way I survived my pain. He was near to me and consoled me. When I remembered that he is close to us in all our troubles, I could feel him next to me, leading me, guiding me, and holding me beside him when I was afraid. At the right time, God provided a Christian counselor to help me grow past the pain. I learned that it was not my fault and that I was valued by God. I learned that although someone sinned against me, I could find comfort in Jesus. Holding on to hurt ultimately hurts us more. Leaning into the love and hope of Christ brings peace. So let's delve into this a little bit deeper together. Has something shattered your life? Jesus can relate to your suffering. He cares about your every hurt and he weeps with you. You can talk to him about your hurts anytime. As you process your hurts with Jesus, who are trusted people in your life you can reach out to? Remember, we all need community. We are made to walk alongside other people, especially as Christians. We live in a world that is broken by sin. But Jesus came into our broken world to save and restore. He was willing to endure the cross so that our sins could be forgiven and we could be brought near to God. Then he rose from the dead, defeating sin and all the brokenness sin causes, including terrible things like abuse. He promises to return one day, righting every wrong and making all things new. On that glorious day, he will raise his people to new life. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, as we read in Revelation 21:4. And even now, he is present with us, helping us escape harmful situations and bringing healing through his Spirit, his Word, the Bible, and his people, the church. As Christians, we have this unshakable hope through all the suffering and sorrow we experience. We can rest in the truth that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In light of these wonderful truths, what are some ways we can pray for people who have been abused and also for people who have abused others? If you found that verse encouraging, you can read it at Romans 8:38-39. If you or someone you know is suffering from abuse, especially if your situation is potentially life-threatening, call 911 or the emergency number in your area, or go to the local hospital emergency room right away. If you need help doing this, who is a trusted person you can reach out to? as you and I can read in 2 Corinthians 1, 3-4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 11, 33-36, Hebrews 4, 14-16, and 1 Peter 5:7 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. If you are not in immediate danger but need someone to talk to about hurts you have experienced or are currently experiencing, you can set up an appointment for a one-time complimentary phone consultation with a Christian counselor through the Focus on the Family Counseling Service. You can find more information at unlocked.org/counseling. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about healing tears with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.